Today's daf is daf Ayin Zayin, Havi Az Kinamer, and we're holding right at the Eilek Mishnah at the very, very tippy top. Bat Halal Zachar Pisula Minakuna Olam. Now, when it comes to Halalut, we have a very interesting situation, and that's because remember that normally we don't view the woman as being the carrier of the issues of Kahuna at all. Basically, all of the dinim of the kahuna, the avodah of the kahuna, the surei kahuna, including the metame, they're all dinim in bnei Aharon, velo benot Aharon. And yet, there is one thing that, and one thing only, really, that seems to be carried by the benot kahuna, and that is that they have a connection to this idea of becoming a chalala. And in being a chalala, maybe you could create children that are chalalim. It's also unclear, is that the woman becomes a chalala, because she was nivelet to a pasuk? I mean, that's not really what it says in the pasuk. What it says in the pasuk is that a kohen, there it's actually talking about specifically the case of the kohen gadol, that he shouldn't take an almanah, and so on. V'lo yechalel zaro be'amav is what it says there. Which is much, but the children that are born are chalalim, which again, I mean, I would have thought that the import of that is only legabe, the males. Since the Torah specifies over there zaro, as we'll see, as opposed to banav, so it's telling us that there's this new idea called the chalalut of a woman. As you recall, there was also an extra diuk from the word yichalel, which implied that the woman that participated in this bia with an iser kohen, so she also became a chalala. So in other words, the interesting thing would be that even though previously, as an almanah, she was not a surah to a kohen hidyot, and now a kohen gadol takes her, the iser, he dies, she's still only an almanah, but now she's also a chalala because she'd been sleeping with a kohen gadol who was a osir to her. So that means that she was nivelas to a surei kahuna. So there's this new concept of she too becomes a chalala. Now the question is, okay, what about her children? Are her children also chalalim because she is a chalala? How exactly is that transferred over the course of the dorot? So all of these things we're going to be medayik in psukim later on, but the Mishnah sums it up for us, that a bat chalal zachar. In other words, dafke, if you have over here a daughter of a kohen who is a cholal, a male, so she indeed is psula minakuna. And that we see, I mean, it says, lo yechalel zaros, apparently even the zera of the banot, becomes posel. And that's la'olam. That doesn't matter now how many generations. So in other words, if you have a son of a kohen who is a cholal, a grandson of a kohen who is a cholal, in other words, clearly it's the male that maintains the cholal line because he's the kohen. But then if he has a daughter, he could be Mechalel Zaro, just like the original one who created the Chalalut could be Mechalel Zaro. It's sort of a strange situation. So in other words, even though he didn't do any Isser, he's just carrying the gene of Chalalut, so to speak. But his daughter is also, because of that, a Chalala, in the same way that the first generation Bat became a Chalala, even though it's not really the same, after all. I mean, the daughter, the first generation daughter, was the result of a union that itself was usher and created chalalut. I mean, for us to say that you can carry a gene that passels your bat to all generations, and that's it, it just passels the bat, it's sort of weird. It's a new concept, which we're going to see where we learn that from. But she becomes psula no matter how many generations on down.
That, she considered a halala.
That first generation bat is a chalala, even though she's of a tenth generation chalal. And she wasn't born directly of a union that was us. Even though the concept of a cholal really only seems, I would have thought, is someone who would have been able to do the avoda, the special things that a kohen does. But it also, we know, affects the woman, particularly in terms of her kashrut to marry a kohen, because we have this concept called chalala. That he's not allowed to take isha chalala, chalala zona etelu lo yikach. So he cannot take a chalala. So obviously, there is such a thing as a woman who is a chalala. Now, a Yisrael, shenasa chalala. On the other hand, if the father, now the father is a Yisrael, he marries a chalala, bitok sheira lekuna. Well, he doesn't carry this chalalut gene, it's irrelevant to Yisrael, and therefore his daughter is indeed kosher for the kuhuna. But this is dafke Yisrael. A kohen who would marry a chalala would be creating a new chalalut, because he would be over on Yisrael Kuhuna anyway. So there it wouldn't be relevant that she's the one who's creating the Chalalut. I mean, it's this union per se that would create a Chalalut out of nowhere anyway. So there, of course, we couldn't have said this statement that, well, it doesn't go according to the daughter, to the mother, it goes according to the father. Because it's irrelevant, because he just created a new halal, right? So the only case we could say like this is the Yisroel Shenasa Chalama, that over there, she doesn't carry the ability to passel her daughter. He carries the ability to passel his daughter. Whereas a halal Shenasa Bat Yisrael, on the other hand, if the father is a male halal, so then even though the mother is bechalal, not a kohenet, and you would think is therefore not susceptible to halalut in any way, nonetheless, bito pisula, which seems to be repetitious of what we said the opening line in the Mishnah. But halal zakhar pisula nekuna lo'olam. That's what Jesus said. The Gemara is going to ask why we would repeat it in this fashion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. And Rabbi Yehuda says that when it comes to gerut, we also have a similar situation in that the daughter of a male ger, so bat ger zakhar, is kebat halal zakhar. So that the daughter now of a ger, where the father is a ger, is the equivalent of the daughter of a halal, and therefore is possible. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Omer, Yisrael shetnasa gioret. So if the father is a Yisrael, even though the mother was a gioret, bitok sheira lekuna. And if that's true, then what Rabbi Yehuda said is not true. Because in the same way that if the father is a Yisrael or marries a Gioret, there's no Psul Kuhuna, so too if a Ger marries a Bat Yisrael, there's also no Yisrael Kuhuna. And Bito is Kshira Likuhuna, as opposed to what Rabbi Yehuda said, that the Bat Ger Zachar is Psula. The only case where there would be a Psul to Kohanim that comes from Gerim is Dafka, a Ger Shenasa Gioret. Only there would Bito Psula Likuhuna. Would we say that the daughter would be possible to a Kohen? And this is true, by the way, when you're talking about a ger, you're talking about Eved Meshucharim, Afilu Ad Asarad Dorot, it could be even a 10th generation. As long as the entire family is gerim, the child would be Asur Tana Kuhuna, Ad Shetehe Imo Misrael. Until you get a case where the ger, perhaps, maybe his father was a ger, but his mother was Yisrael. And certainly if his father wasn't a ger, then for sure he's not a ger. Rabbi Yossi was the third Shita, said, nonsense. Even a ger shenasa gioret bitok shera lekuna. As long, we'll see later on, as long as the conception and delivery was after the gerut, the child is kosher, there's no psul to kahuna of coming from gerim, even if both sides are gerim, even if it's the very first generation. So we have three shitot. One, that the father alone, Rabbi Yehuda, the father alone will create a psul on the child. The second sheet of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, only if both parents are gerim, is there a psul on the child? And then Rabbi Yossi, who says, even if both parents are gerim, as long as the child was born and conceived, they could do shah, then that child is kosher liquid. Now, the first opening of the Mishnah that we had, the first word that we, strange word, is la'olam. You say, bat halal zachar, psulam nakuna. What is the meaning of la'olam? Obviously la'olam. I mean, if the kid is a cholo, so he's a cholo. But why would I identify forever any more than I would say anything else? I mean, well, no, you see, because ma the tema, midadave amitzri vadon. I would say, look, we find certain cases where the Torah doesn't want these people to be mixed in to Klal Yisrael, but it gives you a three-generation limit, right? So it's just like we find, my mitzri vadomi, ma la alam le'achar shelosha dorot, afkanami le'achar shelosha dorot. I might have thought that maybe, indeed, the Torah is only makbid for a certain amount of time for chalalut, but I mean, is the chalal going to be worse than mitzri vadomi? That there's no din bichlal when it comes to halal of any attenuation over generations. Okay, then you say that Yisrael shenasa halala, so then bito is ksheira. How do we know that? Because you take a look at the pasuk, it says lo yichalel zaro be'amav. Now it also says lo yitame ba'al be'amav. Now lo yitame ba'al be'amav, yitama ba'al be'amav, is referring to a case where a kohen is married to a woman that is Asura on him, and she dies. So he is not allowed now to be Mitame himself in order to bury this woman, and that's because she is still Be'amav. In other words, she is not really part of him, because she Torah Asura on him. Now, over there, when it says Lo Yitama, who is Asura and Lo Yitama? Only the men. So Malalan Zecharim V'lo Nekevot, how do we know that? Because it says Beferish, Emor, when it says that in Ma'amor, it's the Kohanim B'nei Aaron, specifically. So, I mean, we know the Kohanim. It says B'nei Aaron, it comes to tell me V'lo B'not Aaron. So all of these dinim that I'm about to tell you, that he should not be Yitama B'amav, it's all about the men. Now, since we find the same Lashon We have lo yechalel zaro be'amav, and we have lo yitama ba'al be'amav lehechalo. That's very interesting. I mean, the language is very striking. So mal alan zecharim v'lo nekevo. So just like what we're talking about by tuma, it's clearly only a din in b'nei Aaron, and the women are excluded from any concern of that. So then afkan, we should say the same thing over here, that zecharim v'lo nekevo. So if you have the psul called chalalut, chalalut is a din in males and not in females. Oh, really? So then, if that's the case, so then we should come to the conclusion that we thought originally. There's no such thing as a halala. I mean, you're saying it's a din. That's what we thought, really. That, I mean, what does a halal mean? A halal means a kohen who can't do the avoda and so on. I mean, that's irrelevant to the kevod. So why didn't we come to the conclusion that the daughter is kosher, bakuna? Where do we get that idea from then? So if that's the case, that's the Gemara. If it's a din in males, so elameata. So if that's the case, then a kohen gadol who takes an almana. Well, over there it says, lo yechalel zaro be'amav. It must be lo yechalel zaro, meaning in terms of his sons. Because now he says, all are din in the male carriers, b'nei Aaron. So then that means that his daughter should be k'sher l'kuna. I mean, that you're saying even like 10 generations later, the daughter of the son, of the great-great-great-great-grandson, that he makes his daughter posel. I mean, it's the first generation the daughter should be kosher. Because it's all a din in males. So that the whole mission now doesn't follow. Say, elamei atabi, tozhu kohen gadol tishterei. No, says Gemara, look carefully. I mean, it doesn't say lo yechalel banav be'amav, miktiv b'no zaro k'tiv, lo yechalel zaro be'amav. So he shall not turn his children of all types, male and female. That comes to tell me that the daughter is certainly a halala. Okay, fine. So you're telling me on the one hand, halalut is a concept of men. On the other hand, you say unavoidably the output of the Isser itself, where the Kohen takes an almana, the Kohen Gadol takes an almana, and in the act of that intercourse, now, creates a daughter, that daughter's a chalala, fine. But now you're telling me that the great-great-great-grandson of that union creates a chalala. Now, I mean, that certainly is only something that's carried by men. You're saying you're striking a balance over here. You're saying the output of the Isser is a chalala. Okay, fine, I understand. In other words, I only got this conception by being over on that Isser, so it makes sense that the daughter is the chalala. On the other hand, you're telling me the chalalut is an idea that relates to males and not to females. So then that would mean that the next generation is certainly where it's not the output of the Isser itself. So then there's no such thing as a woman who is a chalala, right? I mean, that all adds up. For the next, in other words, if the conception results in a male, then that male who has a child, who's a daughter, the daughter's not affected by it. You're claiming the daughter's affected by it. And over here it's saying that, no, that's not true. It's only been in males. I mean, look, in the same way that you're telling me that the daughter of the daughter is not affected by it, because chalalut is only been in males, so then the daughter of the son is not affected by it, because chalalut is been in males. So I don't understand where you come up with this. So, says the Gemara, if that's the case, fine. You explain to me why the daughter. But how about the granddaughter? Bat beno, the daughter of the son, tishtere, right? Well, no, because you see, it says, lo yechalel zaro. Now that lo yechalel zaro, we're putting together the father and his semen. In other words, his results, his zera. So that means him and his zera are all one thing. So if he can parcel now, Maki zaro lo. In other words, what we're saying is let's look at it as a genetically carried kind of thing, so to speak. If he can create chalalot in his daughter, so then that means that zera carries that chalalot of his daughter. So 10 generations later, the result of that zera down the line still has in it the gene for the daughter chalala. And that's why we're making it a gene issue over here, zaro specifically, right? So if that's the case, it's telling me that any chalal will create a daughter who is pasul. So makish zar olo, it's putting together him and his zera in one word. Ma hu bito psula. Av bino to whatever generation. Bito psula. Oh, all right. So then if that's the case, then zar o, I mean, we're running around in circles here. Because before you said zar o means male and female. We don't differentiate when we're on the level of zera between male and female. Okay. And now you're telling me that zar o is compared to him. And that he creates chalalut, so his zera creates chalalut. Well, I got news for you. If A equals B and B equals C, so then that means the bat should also be able to create a bat who's a chalala. So now you're really in trouble. So that's the case, the bat to the bat. Af bat bito titsar es pigamara. Why doesn't the daughter of the daughter now be pasul? Well, because him came zera shavamai anyway. So then you've done nothing. I mean, we know that the Torah is comparing, and we have this b'Kabbalah, that the Torah is comparing the din of Baal be'amav lehechalol to the yechalel zaro be'amav. And it's a very striking zereshava. Now, you want to tell me that it's saying nothing. I mean, that's what you're saying. You're saying, well, that pasuk is saying that it's a din in males, but the Torah is telling us, no, it's not a din in males. I mean, obviously, there's got to be something that it's a din in males, okay? So I understand that it's a din in males in terms of the ability to create chalalut. But if that's the case, then the 10th generation is an ability to create chalalut. When it's telling me it's not a din in females, it's not telling me that the female can't be a chalala, obviously. That we proved, because of Zaro. So what must it be telling me? That she doesn't carry chalalut. That's what it's telling me. So there is a din of chalalut in a nekeva who is herself the creation of chalalut, but there is no din of a bito carrying the gene for chalalut to Aser, her 10th generation. But that's the point. So now from this combination and balance between Zaro, which includes female, and on the other end, Baal Be'amav, which excludes female, because it's B'nei Aaron v'lo B'not Aaron, we now have basically the picture of where it is that the Mishnah gets the halacha that the son, 10th generation, will create a halal daughter, but the daughter will not create for the halalut. That's true. Yes, that's not a problem. Cholosh nasa bat Yisrael. So now you repeat yourself, and you say once again, a cholal who marries a bat Yisrael nonetheless carries himself the gene of chalalot and creates bito psula. You said that before. That's another ration. You said, bat chalal zachar psula, nekonar lo'olam. That was your opening statement. Your opening statement is that no matter how many generations down, if the father is a chalal, his daughter is psula menekonar. Now why do you have to say it again? That if a cholal marries a bat Yisrael, that's what you said. But that's true, but that was to assert the overall halacha that we just went through. It's rather striking and so on. Now we were going into the various interactions between halal, the woman halal, male halal. So I did a ton of reishi, yisrosh, and asach halala. So when we got into the details now, we gave an example of Yisrael, and asach halala. Okay, so because of that, Tana Nami say for halal, and asach bat Yisrael. Says, but look, I mean, the Mishnah clearly is not going like Rabbi Dostoy ben Yehuda. Because the Tanya Rabbi Dostoy ben Yehuda Omer, Kishem shebnei Yisrael mikve tahara lechalalut. I mean, we know that bnei Yisrael, if a chalala marries a ben Yisrael, we said everybody seems to agree that as long as a Yisrael shenasa chalala bitos sheira, as we said, we will not have a case of a chalal that's created by a mother who's a chalala. Well, it's true in the inverse. Kach benot Yisrael are mikve tahara lechalalim. In order to have chalalut, you need to be involved in a marriage in which the kuhuna is the defining factor. If the mother is not a kohenet, then in the same way that the father would not be a kohen, we couldn't conceive of chalalut. If the mother is not a kohen, then so too we can't conceive of chalalut. Well, I mean, not the same at all, is it? My time at the Rav Dostoy ben Yehuda, I mean, obviously the kohuna is carried by the male. So, I mean, why is this true? Because Omar Krah, very interesting understanding of the Lashon of Be'amav. Lo yechalel zar'o be'amav. When you say be'amav, you know that it doesn't say be'amamav. Be'amav means in his own, among his own people. So among his own people, this is not a case where you're among your own people now, are you? Because, I mean, here we have Benos Yisrael that are marrying the Chalal. So if that's the case, ba'am echad hu de'meichal. B'shnei amamim eno meichal. You cannot create a Chalalut where the father and the mother are a member of different nations. So if you have, therefore, one of them being a chalal and the other one not being a chalal, not being a kohen, they're from two different universes, and therefore chalalut is impossible in the next generation. Tana Rabbanan, lo yechalel zar'o, ein li ela zar'o, hi atzma minayim. And now we come up with a brand new idea. We just saw that it's possible for there to be a chalala as a result of a union of a kohen with someone who is usher. By the way, there is a machlokes rishonim, fascinating machlokes rishonim. What about a kohen who's a mamzer? Is he also a cholal? In other words, we know that the chalalut is a result specifically of a kohen who takes a woman that is usher to him because he is a kohen. But how about if he takes a woman whose stam is usher, would be usher to a Yisrael? Yeah, and he creates a mamzer. Is that mamzer also a cholol, or is that mamzer a kohen that is allowed to eat truma and so on and so forth? Well, no, we would say that the state of mamzerut incorporates chalalut, or not. That's a machloket. Okay, all right, but in any event, that's not what we're talking about over here. So here we're talking about a brand new idea in which the woman who previously was completely chair of the kahuna. Now, we're certainly used to the idea that you can be a sinner and still be kosher. The husband who has gone around now sleeping with this almana gets up the next morning and he goes into the Beit HaMikdash and eats truma. You know, and if he divorces, we won't let him do the avodah. If he's married to someone who's us, we don't allow. But if he gets up and divorces, I've changed my mind, I'll be a good kohen gadol, so he can go in and do the avodah. We don't say, he became pasul, he slept with a woman who's pasul. And yet, surprisingly, the woman becomes psula. So now this woman who may previously have been eating truma, maybe she's a bat kohen, no more. Not only that, listen to this, take this. This woman's completely kosher. The husband now was a kohen gadol, she was an almana, so she was mutter to a kohen. Now, all of a sudden, she becomes a chalala because she slept with him. So he gets away with murder, you understand? Nothing wrong with him. He's not a chalal. And now you're telling me, but she becomes a chalala. Now she can't marry any kohen. Forget about it, it's so true. So now she's a surah even to a kohen and the oat, which before she was only also to a kohen gadol.
Because
there's a new surah of chalala. So it says now the Gemara, so far we've only been talking about a woman who is born of surah kohen, a loy chalal zaro. That's the concept of chalalut that we just met. But there's another type of cholol. He atzma, that she herself, meaning the mother, in the case of the where the daughter is a chalala. She herself becomes a chalala. How do we know that? Well, I mean, it's kavachomer, isn't it? I mean, ma zaro shelo avar avera mit cholol. If the poor kid, I mean, it's not his fault where he came from. He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't ask to be brought into this world anyway. And nonetheless, he comes out as a chalal. So he shavra avera, she was the bad girl over here. So for sure, she should be the one who expresses this chalalut. Oh, really now? And how about the guy? I mean, the case itself is a proof that that's not a logical conclusion. He was over in Avera, and he's not mitchalel. So the Kohen isn't mitchalel. Why should she be mitchalela? Well, that's true, but mimalahu, she came ino mitchalel b'chol makom. I mean, look, whatever he would do, even if he would sleep now with a shifcha, with a zona, and so on, so over there, he does not become possible. In other words, his sexual relations have no impact on his kashrut at all. Masha'enkein tomar bihi, she'mitchalelet b'chol makom, masha'enkein, the woman herself, like a bat kohen, even if she marries a Yisrael, is no longer allowed to eat truma. And we learn out from there that the bat kohen, if you remember, we learned on the Yevamot, the bat kohen, ki tiela ish zar, that ish zar means someone that she is not allowed to be sleeping with. So there's a new concept that she could definitely become a chalala. I mean, that we know from somebody who's not Jewish or whatever. I mean, that's an izar. I'm just telling you that this case also, there's a kavachomer that she becomes a chalala, because by a male, we never find a concept of a male becoming chalal. But we definitely find a concept of a woman becoming a chalala. So therefore, I want to say that even in this relationship with a kohen gadol, it's not an izar, in the sense that a goy would be, there's still a kavachomer that the mother should be pasul. Okay, so therefore, it's different. Tomar b'ishimit chalal b'chol makom. Anyway, if I haven't persuaded you, and you're not convinced, I got another way of proving it, okay? So, im nafshecha lomar, look, if you've got something to say, forget about it, stuff it, because, omar kura lo yechalel zaro. Now, you tell me what yechalel means, okay? Because what we're saying is lo yechulal. If you're talking about something becoming desecrated, desecrated, right? So in order for it to be desecrated, it had to be sacred in the first place. This zera was never sacred, so how could it be desecrated? So there's got to be somebody who was, in fact, okay, and then became not okay, in order for us to use the word chalalut, right? Okay, so this is means zer shaya kasher v'nit chalel. So there's got to be someone involved over here who was initially okay, but now is not okay. That's got to be a reference to the mother who's been chalalut b'chol makom. Now everything makes sense. You said I should stuff it, but what was I going to say? And you didn't let me say it. But ma'im nafshecha lomar. You said, well, if you've got something to say, what were you thinking about? What was I going to say? You tell me. So what was that? No, because you could have said to me, v'chitemen, maybe you would have said that this is not a reasonable kavachomer. The fact that, well, the child didn't do anything wrong and the child is puzzled to kosher and the mother is psula, and that's not a good kavachomer. Because Ikal HaMifrat is an obvious comeback to that, which is that Mala Zaro Sheken Yitzirato Ba'Aveira, isn't it the whole idea over here, of Lo Yechalel Zaro, doesn't that have something to do with conception? I mean, we're saying that there is such a thing as a prohibited conception. How can you learn out from a prohibited conception that somebody who's already been preconceived is now going to change his notions? That doesn't make any sense. So the din of halalut may be specific. I understand a child that is formed by avera can be a halal. So you're going to say, well, if that's the case, I mean, you might as well make a kaf korban like that by a mamzer. If the child is a mamzer, koshke and the mother should become a mamzer. I mean, it's ridiculous. The definition of the mamzerut is the fact that the yitzira was through an iser, a hybrid of iser. So that's the union of the halalut, perhaps. I mean, therefore, I need to now bring a raya that a zoh halala, something that was mitchalel already. So therefore comes like the pasuk to make it clear, lo yechalel means lo yechulal, is only zeshe hakasher v'nitchalel. Toner rabbanan, ezohi chalala, what defines a chalala? Kol shen nolda min ha-pesulim. Someone who was born from something that's possible. What do you mean? Something that's possible. My pesulim, what do you mean? You know, I'm a pesulim, lo? You're saying, anyone that is possible to the husband? I mean, let's say, magzir grushato. Magzir grushato is psula lo. Uvaneak sherim. Somebody takes back a woman that he had divorced who subsequently went and married somebody else. And he's not allowed to take her back. All right, so what's the... Nobody. Even the Yisrael is not allowed to take back his wife. Not because of the Yisr grusha, but because she married somebody else. Lo yuchal ba'ala rishon tu shavu lekartach reyasher hu tam'a. So she now is sleeping with somebody else in circumstances of marriage. So then he can't take her back. So then, is that what you're saying? You're saying that it's psula lo? In other words, a non-Kohen takes his wife back after divorcing her, and she was married to somebody else, and he has a daughter. So now you're saying that that daughter, indeed, is going to be posel. That's certainly not true, because we learned that out from a posel. But the din over there is ma'azir grushatos, the banei arkshirin, because it says, to eva hi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was against this, achrei asher hu tama, ki to eva hi, why do you have to say this? To tell me, hi to eva, bein banei to eva. There's no problem with the children. Children are 100% kosher. So you certainly can't be making a rule that anybody who sleeps with a woman that's possible to him is going to create a halala. Okay, so that's not what you meant. So what did you mean? Omer, if you don't know what we meant, was, achikama, ezoi halala kosho nolda min apsulim, that word apsulim, it's usually used in terms of psule kuhuna, not min asurim, but rather than psulim. Psulim means that there's some state in you that makes you unsuitable for. Okay, that means the state of kahuna. Something in you makes you unsuitable for the kahuna. Yes, that makes sense, the word kahuna. So kosh and oldam psule kahuna. That is the meaning of a halala. What? That's the only meaning of a halala? I thought you just said that a halala could be made into a halala. No da in, but lo no da lo? Are you saying that only if this woman was born of a union of Isure kahuna? So then she's a chalala. But if she hadn't been born that way, you're either a congenital chalala or you're a kshera. Is that what you're saying? I mean, what about almana, grusha, zona, where over there, she becomes a chalala if she sleeps with, as an almana, kohen gadol, or as a grusha, kohen hedya, now there'll be an iser lav of chalala, and you'll get malchus for chalala, if you get atra'a for chalala. I mean, she becomes a chalala. You just prove that. Dolonoda, nonetheless, she's a chalala. So something's wrong with this brayta. Omar Rabbah, no, if there is something wrong, you're just missing a word. What it means is, a zoh halala muskeret. What is the above mentioned halala? A woman, shalo hayala sha'at ha-kosher klal, and that is someone who is essentially a halala, that's only a congenital halala. Kosher nolda mipsuku una. What do you mean, the aforementioned? What do you mean? My muskeret. What are you trying to say? Never heard that word before. Omrav Yetev Aravi, no, it means, Ezo hi chalala she'ikara midivrei Torah. We say, the Torah mentions the word chalala. What is the Torah referring to? I understand that we can use the drushas and add things to what the simple meaning of the verse is. But what is the meaning of the word in the pasuk that talks about a chalala? Who is this chalala? She'ikara midivrei Torah ve'in tzrichin lefaresh midivrei sofrim. Where you don't have to even consider for a moment what it's referring to. Any kuti who reads this understands it. There's such a thing as a kalala. And that kalala you're not allowed to take. But who is it referring to? Oh, the simple meaning is someone who is nolda mimsulei kuhuna. Because even the Kuti will read the pasuk of lo yechalel zaro ba'amav. He'll come to the conclusion that the children, both male and female, are chalalim. And then when it says that a kohen is not allowed to marry a chalala, he'll say, aha, who is that referring to? Lo yechalel zaro ba'amav. It's referring to the result of a union of psulei kuhuna. That's what that brisa was trying to clarify. What's the simple meaning of the Isser Chalala in the Torah? We're not saying that there aren't drushes that allowed us to expand this into a non-congenital Chalala, which is indeed a brand new idea. Tanu Rabbana. Almana, almana, almana. Keep on taking those almanot, buddy. But ain't no chayav alachat. You could take an almana, almana, almana. You'll only be chayav one. Grusha, grusha, grusha. We're going to explain this in a moment. Ain't no chayav alachat. You'll only be chayav once. Now, if you take a woman who is an almana, grusha, chalala, and a zona in that order, but only in that order. So bizman, shu, keseder, we're going to explain all of it. When it's in that order, then you'd be chayav akol achat v'achat. You're chayav on each one of those yisurim. But if you do it the other way around, so let's say she starts off as a zona. So now she sleeps with one of her relatives, all right? And then she becomes now a chalala. So a kohen now slept with her as a zonah, which now makes her also a chalala. So now she became first a zonah, then a chalala, got married and got divorced and became a grusha, and then got married again and her husband dropped dead, and now she's also an almana. So she's really doing well. Ain't no chayav alaka, you only be chayav one. Okay, let's try to figure this out. I mean, this sounds really mysterious. Almana. Okay, what are we talking about when we say almana, almana, almana? What does that mean? Ain't no chayav alaka. I mean, what does that mean? If you've got like an almana echidami, we refer to a kohen who takes three almanot, the almana of Reuven, the almana of Shimon, and the almana of Levi, and says, look, it's all the same. I mean, if you're in for a pound, you're in for, you know, you might as well go all the way. I took one, and, you know, might as well take 100. Because I get the same malchus, right? I said, you're only chayav once. Why would you only be chayav once? I mean, these are separate women. Each one of them represents a separate Isser, because we know gufim b'chulakim, separate bodies, are sufficient to be mechayev you, separate malkiot, even though it's the same Isser. I mean, you say, don't sleep with a nida. Okay, I slept with 100 nidas, but I just slept with a nida. It's generic. No, it's not. Each body is a different chiyav. So, here too, don't sleep with an almana. Okay, so it's all one thing. It's not all one thing. Not only that, it's even shemot b'chulakim. I mean, it's not only that the generic term almana in this case is represented by three separate bodies, but that the almana is also defined as almana Reuven, almana Shima. Now, this part is really not important. This doesn't point out. We're bringing it in just to sort of smooth the way for discussion later on, because shemot b'chulakim is really irrelevant to us. It could be that there's no concern whatsoever. It could be the same guy's almana and different women. He's married to three people. He dies, and the kohen takes all three of his wives. All of them are almanot, but also be gufim u'chulakim, even though they're all the almanah of the same Reuven or the same Shimon. So that isn't the point. But the fact is, it's gufim u'chulakim. Okay, so that couldn't be when it's saying you're only going to be chayav once for almanah, almanah, almanah. That's not acceptable. So it's got to be talking about what? That it was one almanah, and he keeps now sleeping with her. Almanah, almanah, almanah. So shalosh biot. Okay, echidami. I mean, if he was only given one hatra'ah, don't sleep with an almana, and he keeps at it all day. So then pshita, no chayav alacha. The halacha is one iser of a hatra'ah is you're only going to be chayav on what you got the hatra'ah for. Ela da atra be'akol chod v'choda? He's talking about that every time he's going to sleep with this almana, somebody says, don't do that, you're not allowed to do that. So then why is he chayav only one? I mean, it's no different from a nazir who keeps drinking wine all day long, right? So it's not. Nazir shaya shote yayin kalei yom kulo. If a nazir is drinking wine all day long, he'd only be chayav once. Amrulo, al tishteh, al tishteh. They tell him every time he drinks a cup, hey, don't do that, now let you drink. And he drinks. And again, you tell him, don't do that, and he drinks again. So then, chayav kol achat v'achat. So I don't get it. So what's the case here? Ramanashach. I mean, either there was that, or there's no different than anything else. And you make it sound like something about almanot. Ah, lo tricha, therefore the case must be that he takes one woman who was an almanah from Reuven, and then became an almanah from Shimon, and then became an almanah from Levi, and then became an almanah from King George, and then so ma de tema, hare shemot muchlakim, this is one dangerous lady. So you might have thought that even though it's one body, but it's separate almanot, kamash malan, that no, we need separate bodies, not separate names. That gufim mechulakim be'inan v'leka. In order to be mechayev you separately, it would need to be a separate body. But in order for it to be a separate name, it's still the same iser.
She's a kohen also, first of all.
Yeah, she's a bad girl. Almana, grusha, chalala, zona. As long as it's in that order, that's fine. What in the world is that supposed to mean? Hi, Tana Maikasova. Look, I mean, if he holds Isser Chalal Isser, I mean, we know we have a general question, which is a fabulous question. And that is, once something is Isser, does that create a state of Isser? If you create a state of Isser, you can't change it by adding more Issers. In the same way, you can't kill somebody twice. But once he's dead, so now he's like, he's dead again. Ha, got you again. Ha, ha, right to the heart. Ha. It's ridiculous. So, ain't Isser Chalal Isser. Or do we say that the Isser is actually something that is your relationship to this act, not the state of the thing, in which case, look, it could be Isser for A and Isser for B. I mean, now, I don't know, but whatever this Tana holds, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, if he holds that Isser is Chalal Isser, so what's the difference what direction it's in? He said, it has to be Dafka Amanah Grusha Chalala Zona. But if she starts off as a Zona and becomes a Chalala and then a Grusha Amanah, no way. That's weird. So Ibchanami, it should work in both directions. V'ika Savar Eni Sur Chalal Isur. And if you hold that an Isser is not Chal on an Isser, so then what does it help that it's in this order? I don't get it. If you look at Seder HaZenamilo. On my Rava, look, it's really quite simple. Hai Tana Isser Chalal Isur Letlai. The Tana obviously holds that Eni Sur Chalal Isur. And therefore, you'd only be chayav one if she is a zonah chalala grusha and almana. Okay, but he does hold that iser mosif itbe. He holds that in the event that the second iser now affects another state, then the original state is subsumed again in a broader state. That's the point. And if you do it in this order, you are constantly broadening the state. Why? Let's take a look at this. She starts off now, almana. As an almana, she's only usher to a kohen gadol, so she's in a state of iser to kohen gadolah. When she now is mutera to a kohen hediot, the moment she becomes a grusha, she enters into a higher state of iser, which affects also a kohen hediot. That state subsumes her lower state of iser as a kohen to a kohen gadol, and she is now multiply usher, which normally wouldn't be possible, but because you did it in this direction, it was an Isser Mosif. So now, Avila Grusha, Migudi Tosila Yisrael Agave Kohen Hediot, because of now the added implications of her new state vis-a-vis Kohen Hediot, Itosila Yisrael Agave Kohen Gadol, certainly the Kohen Gadol, is included in this new state, which affects other people along with him. However, the new state of Isser does not affect Truma in any way. She is still kosher for Achilas Truma. And now she becomes a chalala. Whoa, 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 whoa. So as a chalala, she enters a state of isurei kuhuna that are also aser betruma. Aha. Uh-huh. So now that state subsumes the previous states. Migud itosif isur lamecha betruma. So now itosif isur lagabi kohen gadol and kohen hediot. All right, well, I mean, that's the first three. I don't care. What's the zona, Jazz? I mean, the zona, she was already asura as a grusha and a chalala. I mean, what's the zona going to add? Zona my isur mosif itba. What's the addition? Omer Rav Chana bar Rav Katina. I'll tell you why. Because as a zona, you could possibly be possible to a yisrael as well. Whereas there's no such thing as being possible to yisrael because of chalalut, grusha, almana. But there is such a thing as a zona because a husband whose wife now commits adultery, she becomes a zona to him, and he's not allowed to take her. So since there is a concept for a Yisrael, she would be neseret on her own husband, even though obviously in this case the Znut was not under her husband, that's Yisrael. But the state of Znut is a broader defined state. Rashi, this is how Rashi understands it. It's the potential of, in other circumstances, affecting a broader range of people, even a Yisrael, that gives the name of this Isser a broader state of Isser. It's a fascinating idea. Normally, people think that Isser Mosif means it has to actually affect other people that it hadn't previously affected or other items like a truma that it hadn't previously affected. But here it's not really affecting anybody. Nonetheless, Rashi says, yes, but it's the definition of a state. And a state anyway is an existential thing, and it's abstract. It has nothing to do with the reality of it's affecting the husband. But had there been a husband in Yisrael, and she would have been his own, it would have affected him. Now, the Chazanish doesn't like that whole approach. He understands the Gemara to be saying that it's an Isser Chamur, not really an Isser Mosif. He has a different way of viewing the concept of the states of Tosefet. But in any event, it's a fascinating thing, this last piece of the Zonah. So since Shem Znut is Pasur B'Yisrael, therefore it affects her. Toni Tanaka made a Rav Sheshet, Kol Shehu B'Yikach, Areyu B'Lo Yikach. Interesting idea here. It says that the Kohen Gadol, Hu Isha B'Vetuleha Yikach, and then the next Pasuk says, almana, grusha, vechalala, zona, et ela loika. Fascinating. Therefore, says now Atana, in front of Rav Sheshes, quoting a braita, if this woman would have been a woman that he could have been kach, yikach, in the first pasuk, then she can become the almana, grusha, chalala, zona, in the second pasuk. But koshe eno biyikach, if she never could have been taken by him in the first place, then she can never become usher in the iser of not taking, which teaches you that a kohen gadol, he have taken his own sister's wife? No. So if she's an almana, she's not usher as an almana. She's only usher because she's a sister. That's what it's saying. So as if he could be a yikach, so then it's possible for us to add these iserei kohuna, almana. But if he never would have been yikach, it's his own sister, she can't become an almana. Okay, so that seems to be saying that Enes HaKalal Iser, essentially what it's saying. So he says, Rav Sheshes says to this Tana, he says, well, the Amar Lachamani, I'll tell you who the author of this Braita that you're quoting is. It's definitely got to be Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is the one who says that Enes HaKalal Iser, and the classic case is somebody who eats on Yom Kippur, but he eats a McDonald's sandwich. He says, well, anyway, it's not kosher, so that wouldn't be a problem on Yom Kippur. I mean, you know. So, again, if you're going to go all the way. So he eats a nevela on Yom HaKippurim. So Rabbi Shimon says if he eats a nevela on Yom HaKippurim, he's potter, meaning potter from the karet of Yom Kippur. Because it was already usher anyway, just because of the lav. So how did it become usher because of Yom Kippur? You can't add something, just kicking a dead horse. So Mamela, he doesn't get the iser of the karet. But if it would be the Rabbanan would have disagreed with you here, because the Rabbanan say that Isser is Chalal Isser, and they say that you're Chayev over there for the Karet on Yom HaKippurim. Says the Gemara, but Rav Sheshet is not being accurate. Afil Tema Rabbanan. The Rabbanan only said that Yom Kippur is Chal on McDonald's, which is Isser Chalal Isser. That's because it's an Isser Chamur. Yom Kippur is an Isser Karet, whereas the Nevel is only an Isser Lab. So the Isser Chamur is Chal on the Isser Kal. But an Isser Kal is certainly not going to be chal on an Isser Chamur, in which case the author of this Braita would be perfectly in line with the Shita of the Rabbanan. If she's already your sister, which is an Isser Karet, then she's not going to become Usser as an Almanah to a Kohen Gadol, which is only an Isser Lav. Now that makes sense, both according to Rabbi Shimon and according to the Rabbanan. So there's really no problem with this. Now others say that, interestingly enough, was exactly the opposite. The whole discussion was the opposite. What Rav Sheshet had said was, well, this can't be Rabbi Shimon. This has got to be the Rabbanan, who hold that Isser is Chalal Isser. Because if it's going, and what it's coming to tell you is, in this pasuk, because if it's Rav Shimon, we don't need a pasuk to tell me something that I know all over. It's saying the case of an Almana is not Chal on the case of the Achot. That's what it's saying. Well, according to Rav Shimon, obviously it's not. Even an Isser of Yom Kippur wouldn't be Chal on an Isser Kal. Koshik and an Isser Kal of Almana is not going to be Chal on an Isser Chomer of Achot. But according to the Rabbanan, it's got to teach me something. So it's coming to teach me that the Rabbanan who say Isser is Chalal Isser, that Chiyami Rabbanan Isser Chalal Isser, that's only in the case of Yom Kippur being Chal on the Nevelah, Zahani Mili Isser Chamur Al Isser Chal. But in this case, for the Isser Almanah to be Chal on the Isser of Achoto, no, that an Isser Chal, Isser Chamur, Lo Chayel. But it certainly can't be going according to Rabbi Shimon, because then why the heck would I need this pasuk? If it's going like Rabbi Shimon, if Rabbi Shimon holds that even an Isser Chomer like Yom HaKippurim is not Chal on an Isser Kal Ochayel, on an Isser of Nevela, certainly an Isser Kal of Almana, Al Isser Chamur, to be Chal on an Isser Achoto, me boy, would I need a Pasuk to tell me such a thing? And in this version of Yigidi Amri, where Pesheshu tried to say it was going Aliba, Dafka the Rabbanan, we also have a comeback to say that he's wrong, but for an amazing reason, really a beautiful idea. Says the Gemara in this version, no, even Rabbi Shimon would need a Pasuk. You know why? Because Madatema Isur Kahuna Shiny, the whole idea of Isure Kahuna means that there's a concept in the Torah of a type of Isur that is only applicable within one state of being, namely the state of Kahuna. And it makes no impact on the Yisrael. The Yisrael doesn't know of Isurim called Grusha and Chalala and Almana, right? So I would have thought, okay, once you enter into that new sphere, maybe it has nothing to do with the type of states that are Yisrael. And therefore, we would say Yisr Chalal Yisr, because they're two different planets. One is Yisr vis-a-vis Yisrael, one is Yisr vis-a-vis Kohanim. The mashma on the pasuk that even the Yisr that's Chal on anybody, which is Yisr HaKoto, is also prevents an Yisr Kahuna of an Almana from being Chal. That is brilliant. So according to this, we have now Ein Yisr Chalal Yisr, even Lagabe Yisr Kahuna on the Yisr Yisrael. I have to break early because I got to get to the blood testing area. So, well, sorry, we'll finish up tomorrow. But halal, zachar psulam min hakuna la'olam. Yisrael shenasa halala bitok shira lakuna. Halal shenasa bat Yisrael bitok psulam lakuna. Rabbi Yehuda omer, bat ger zachar kebat halal zachar. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer, Yisrael shenasa gioret bitok shira lakuna. Veger shenasa bat Yisrael bitok shira lakuna. Avo ger shenasa gioret bitok psula lakuna. Echad ger v'yachad avadim mishuprorim afilu ad asara dorot ad shetei imo miYisrael. Rabbi Yossi omer, av ger shenasa b'giyoret bitok sher lakuna, as long as the conception was after the gerut. So, my liolam, ma detem imidid avem mitzri v'yadom, ma lalon le'achad shlosha dorot, av kanami le'achad shlosha dorot. Kamash malan, Yisrael shenasa halala minan imili, om Rabbi Yochan b'shem Rabbi Shimon. נאמר כאן ולא יחלל זרו בעמב, ונאמר לאלן לא יתאמר בעל בעמב. מה לאלן זכרים ולא נקבות? כזה זה בני אהרון ולא בניות אהרון בתומה. אף כאן זכרים ולא נקבות. אלא מעתה ונביטה שכהן גדול שבי מותרת. No. מי כתיב לא יחלל בנו? לא יחלל זרו כתיב. לא יחלל זרו בעמב. Whether it's a man, a boy or a girl. Okay, so בת בנות אשתרי. Right? Tiv lo yechalel zar o makish zar o lo ma'u bito psula av beno bito psula. Okay, how about the bat of bito? She should not become masura because we're including the women. No, because I'm getting zera shava b'amav my anile. Chalal shenasa bat Yisrael bito psula. You said that the Tana Reisha bat chalal zachar psula minakuna l'olam. I did it on a Reisha. Yisrael shenasa chalala tanina misefa chalal shenasa bat Yisrael matnitin the loker Rabbi Dustoy ben Yehuda the Tani Rabbi Dustoy ben Yehuda omer kishem shebnei Yisrael mikvatara lachalalot kach benot Yisrael mikvatara lachalalim my time at the Rabbi Dustoy ben Yehuda omakro lo yechalel zaro biamav biamechad udumechal bishnei amamim eno mechal. Tan Rabbanan lo yechalel zaro, en el zaro, how about yetzma minayin? Amrit kavach omer, if ma zaro shelo avar avira mitchalel, he shabra avira in adin shemitchalelet. What do you mean? Hu atzmo yochia. He was over an avira v'eino mitchalel. Malahu, he's never mitchalel. She mitchalel b'chol makom. Tomar b'yin shemitchalelet b'chol makom. V'im daf shechalomar, amakro lo yechalel zaro, lo yecholal has to be referring to zeh shehaya kasher v'nitchalel. Mayim nafshcha lomar, v'chitei mikol mivrachma lezaro sheken yitzirato be'avera, omer kro lo yechalel lo yecholal zeh shehaya kasher v'nitchalel. Tanu rabbanan. Ezoi chalala kosher nodem min hapsulim. My psulim, you may psulim lo arimach zeh gushoto, the psula lo, nonetheless b'ne'ak sheva, cherim dechtiv toiva hi, toiva im b'ne'a toivim, Amr of Yehuda Akikamer, Ezoi Chalala, Koshin Noda Mimpsukuna Noda, Him Lo Noda Lo, How about Almana Grusha Zonado Lo Noda, Vekahave Chalala, Amr Rabba Akikamer, Ezoi Chalala Muskeret, Shloi Ala Shata Koshin Klal, Koshin Noda Mimpsukuna, my Muskeret. Amr of Yitzhak Barab and Akikamer, Ezoi Chalala, She Ikrara Midivrei Torah, Ve Einzuchin Efaresh Midivrei Sofrim, someone who was loyala shata kosher, kosher nolda mipsulekuna, tan rabbana. Almana, 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 inokhaya malacha. Grusha, 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 inokhaya malacha. Almana, grusha, chalav, zonna, bizmanchem, keseder, azeh, chayava kolachat viachat. But if zinta, venit chalala, venit garsha, venit almana, inokhaya malacha. Omama, let's take it from the top. Almana, 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 inokhaya malacha. Meaning what? And then Almanat Shimon, and then Almanat Levi. So why the heck in a chayav al achat? Hare gufan mechulakim, and they're even shemot mechulakim. Ela shabal Almanat achat shalosh biot. That's also crazy. If you don't, I mean, either lo atrebei them pshita. I mean, in a chayav al achat has nothing to do with the Yisrael Almanat. Ela the atrebei akol chada v'chada. So then it wouldn't even be true. Am I in a chayav al achat? V'atnan nazir shaya shote yain kol yom kulo in a chayav al achat. But if amrulo al tishteh, and he continues to be shote, So then he's chayav al kol achat v'achat. Lo tzricha shebal almanat ruuvein, shehayta almanat shimon, shehayta almanat levi. So ma atatem are shemot muchlakim, kamash v'lan gufim muchlakim v'inat to be mechayav you separately. And that leka. Almanat grusha v'chalala zona. I don't get it. Haytana makasavar. Ikasavar yisur chalal yisur ribchanami. V'ikasavar ein yisur chalal yisur safilu kiseder hazeh. You should only be chayav achas. Omar Rava Haitan Isr Khalal Isr Letle, but Isr Mosif Itle. So therefore, the Almanah begins with being Asur Kohen Gadol, but Shaya Kohen Hedya. Then she becomes a Grusha. Migu Ditosiv Laisur Lagabi Kohen Hedya, Ditosiv Laisur Lagabi Kohen Gadol. But still, she's Shaya Lamecha Betruma. Now comes along the Khalalut, which answers her. So Migu Ditosiv Isur Lamecha Betruma, Itovisur Isur Lagabi Kohen Gadol. And Zona, Ma'isur Mosif Itva, Omar of Chana Bar of Katina, Hoyel Veshem Znut Posel Bi Israel. Tani Tana Kabeder of Shesh, Koshe Hu Bi Yikach, Areo Belo Yikach, Koshe Eno Bi Yikach, Ena Belo Yikach. Aha, meaning what? Pratiko, and Gono Shabal Achoto Almana, we're over there, he did not make her into the Lo Yikach. Oh, my lady, Yom Alecha Mani, Rabbi Shimon, Yom Alecha Yisr Chalalis, then Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ochel Nevelo B'Yom HaKippurim Potur, Di Rabbonan, Amre Yisr Chalalis. No, Afilu Teime Rabbonan, Ki Amre Rabbonan Yisr Chalalis, Anu Mila Yisr Chomer Al Yisr Kal, but now you're trying to say that he would have an Yisr Kal of a lav to be Chal and an Yisr Chomer of Achoto, that for sure is crazy, Lo Chaya. Ikidi Amre Omani Rabbonani, Di Amre Yisr Chalalis, and in general, and it's coming to say that Chiyamir Rabbanan Yisrkal al Yisr Dafk Yisr Chomer like Yom HaKippurim al Yisrkal like Nevela al Yisrkal al Yisr Chomer lo chayel. Di Rabbi Shimon, if Ashti Yisr Chomer al Yisrkal lo chayel, obviously Yisrkal al Yisr Chomer doesn't going to be chal. Why do I need a posik? Because Ma'od Atem Yisrkun HaShayne Kamash Malan.